If you have a client who's always 5 minutes late, 20 minutes after their appointment's already started, you want to stick around. Today, we are breaking down a real Reddit text exchange where an esthetician finally says no more. She's putting her foot down. If you're new here, welcome to Beauty Babble, where we talk shop about the real stuff behind running a beauty business. I'm Doreen, a brand and content strategist and former esthetician.
Hi, and I'm Suzanne. I'm a Sodesco certified esthetician with over 30 years, former spa owner, and now an educator mentor to beauty pros.
All right. We found this Reddit thread that was just an experience I think everyone can relate to. So here is what this esthetician posted. Hi, I'm a solo esthetician. I've had a client for roughly 8 months now, and she is super difficult to deal with. Always late, changing her appointments, or coming in for a lash fill with two lashes. Today, I had a super stressful day, and of course, she's my last client and tells me she's running 22 minutes late. I had to put my foot down today, which was extremely hard for me to do, as this is the first time I've had to do something like this, and I have so much anxiety about it. Does this ever get easier? I guess I just want advice or validation that what I did was okay because it feels awful to do. But again, I can't keep having her walk over me. And of course, I don't want to lose clients, but she causes me so much stress almost every single appointment. I can't stand the guilt tripping. All right. Oh
Classic.
my
Oh my
God.
God.
I'm stressed for her.
Right? It is, and she's right. It is uncomfortable. It's terrible that you even have to do it, you know?
For our listeners who aren't watching on YouTube, I am sharing a text message thread because she did post all screenshots of the text messages between her and her client. So I'll read them and then we'll talk about it. All right, so her client starts off. It's 4:47 p.m. The appointment is at 5. I'm just leaving work right now. I might be a couple minutes late. I'm sorry, I'm rushing. And she says, "Okay, do you know what time you'd be here by?" GPS says 5:22. I'm sorry, but we're gonna need to reschedule this time. I have an appointment right after that I'd be late for, and my policy is if you are 15 minutes late or more, I have to reschedule you and collect a fee. I'm sorry, I know I made an exception for you last time, but unfortunately, I can't again. I have availability 16, 21, 22, 24, and 26. Just let me know what day works for you. So I think she handled that really well. Like her response message was really polite, concise. She gave alternate
Sure.
pay options. I thought that was amazing. Then the client goes on to say, "Oh, I thought it was 5:15." Okay, but girl, you're still gonna be late. And she didn't say that. I'm saying that.
I know, yeah.
And then the client says, "Already, almost there. My text notification at 5:15 with you today. So I would have only been 6 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes late. I have the text confirmation."
Here, let's see now.
All right. And now she says, "I'm
Date and
literally
time.
almost to you." She sends this screenshot
Date and
that
time
says
says 5 o'clock.
the date and time of 5 o'clock. So her appointment was indeed at 5 o'clock. So now it's 5:08. And she's continuing to text the esthetician. "We can skip eyebrow tint? Question mark. That would save time off the end of the visit. My lashes are desperate and I'm almost there. Just got your text about rescheduling because I'm driving." What is your take on what's happening so far with the client? Like she's very, first of all, she says her appointment's at 5:15, which it wasn't. We have a screenshot that says it's 5. And at this point, she's like bargaining, right?
Yeah, I don't blame her. I get why they want to bargain, but I'm glad to see that this lash tech or esthetician is sticking to her guns this time. It sounds like she's from the text messaging. She sounds like a person who has been very pushy, because as we've seen the text, and as you carry on, people will see that. I just feel for her, the professional, because this is almost a 3-hour appointment that she's losing out on, even if it's a fee, which is terrible, and I know she's desperate, but this isn't her first, she's a repeat offender, as they say.
It's not her first time. All right. So the esthetician says, "I'm sorry, Tara, but you'll be 22 minutes late, and I don't have the time today. You're still over 10 minutes away. I can definitely take you another day this week or next week. I know it's inconvenient because you're headed to me, but I already made an exception last time. Let me know if you're available next week at all." So again, super great text that she's composed, apologizing, acknowledging it's inconvenient, and offering an alternative.
And she apologized, even though, you know, she wished she could do it, obviously.
And this got to be so hard though. Like you say no once and you're like, I hope they listen. No, now you have to say no repeatedly.
The whole
All
thing.
right, she client is not done. Weren't you planning on being there the 1.5 hour duration of me getting lashes done anyways? If we only did lashes, that shaves 20, 30 minutes off right there. So you would still only be in your office for about the same amount of time. I'm about 6 or 7 minutes away, according to my GPS. I get what you're saying, but you were planning on being there for the duration of lashes. If we take the eyebrow tint off, then that saves more time. I don't know. I didn't know that I was going to be running late from work today. We had two people call out. I was stuck in a room with a patient towards the end of the shift and wasn't able to text or call you. I had to finish with them first. And she says, I just want to know if it's worth me still coming or not, since I'm already so close to you. Just doesn't make sense to cancel if you are planning on being there anyway for the next at least hour or so. Yeah, I don't have any other time this week. I'm working on the lo week long. This was my only opportunity. I had a shit week and cr I cried most of my lashes out because my due date was my birthday yesterday. This is my only opportunity. All right, now we're guilt tripping. That's what the esthetician meant when she was talking about being guilt tripped. Again, the esthetician response says, "Unfortunately, this time I can't accommodate. I'm really sorry." Client says, "Okay. I would have been there in 5 minutes. I'm so confused because you still would have been there till at least 6:30 anyways. It's fine. I'll figure it out. Definitely won't be there this week. This was my only opportunity. Thanks anyways. Taking the eyebrow tint off would have made up the difference." She's incessant. Oh my gosh. "My text confirmation at 5:15, but that's okay." The esthetician responds and says, "On my end, your appointment was scheduled for 5 p.m. Whether there was a miscommunication or not, this isn't the first time you've arrived late, and I've already made accommodations in the past. I understand you're upset, but I have to follow my policies. You were over 20 minutes late, and even if we skipped the brow wax, there wouldn't have been enough time because it sounds like you would have needed a full set, not a fill, which requires more time than what was left. It's hard for me to have to readjust my schedule. If you'd like to reschedule, you can feel free to see what I have available to book online." And if that,
Ending the conversation. She's trying to end this conversation,
yeah.
right?
But it's not over. The client says, "I think we have both adjusted in the past, and I have also tried to be flexible for you. I would have even taken a lighter fill to hold me over. I had no idea I was going to be late. I haven't eaten food all day. We had no nurses. It's fine." It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
And the esthetician says, "Yes, I have asked you to move your appointment in the past, but that was days in advance. And I also offered a discount for the inconvenience, which is different. I hope you understand."
Is that the end?
That was it. That was it. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing. Whew.
Wow.
I think the back and forth, like some of the comments on this Reddit post had said, you know, commended her on how well she handled this
Yeah, I think she
situation.
did.
I
It
think
ended
she
really
handled
well.
it beautifully. And a lot of people said, you know, that was
Good
too
for
much back
you.
and forth.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
All that texting, I was like, oh, this is why when, you know, working with people, I said, how do you deal with your clients? Are you communicating through DM, text messaging? Probably 90% is yes. And I'm just like, I wouldn't be giving them that of me per
Yeah.
se.
I have to make a confession. I would have caved.
Uh-oh. You
I
would have.
would have caved.
Well, you know what? In fairness, I think, you know what, it could have been like, okay, you're almost here. I can't promise, but let me see what you have. She's almost there. It sounds like she's a good client, right? From what she said at the beginning. Doesn't really want to lose her, but at the same time, you got to nip this in the bud. you know, I've been always really direct all my life, I think, just who I am. If they did it the one time, I'm very straightforward and say, listen, I want you to understand that I can do it this time. If it ever happens in the future, I can't guarantee it. I'm sorry. Just please don't be upset with me. Promise me. Those are the people you need to, you know, say it, unfortunately. So when this conversation comes up again, they're usually a repeat offender. Those that are always later
on. And it sounds like this one was.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so I think that I can play this scenario out in my head. I think I would have said, okay, fine. And then went, because it was the last client of the day, and I would have just shortened the appointment or
she wasn't done the last client. She had someone after. That's why she couldn't do it.
No. In her comment, she said it was her last appointment of the day.
Oh.
Having said that, I mean, it still doesn't matter. Like, this is your end of your day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just me talking from personal, and I probably would have handled it terribly. So let's just, I would have probably been like, yeah, sure. Just come. We'll take off the brow tint. We'll do a lighter fill or whatever. But the problem is, if I was to do that, A, I think I run the risk of she's not going to be happy with her lashes. She's going to complain that it was too light and couldn't you have put a few more? B, she's going to do it even more. I've totally blown my boundaries and my lines. And I would have just hated myself. You know, you would have just been like so upset with yourself for compromising yet again. So I think agreeing... this is worst case scenario. Maybe she would have been grateful and she would have loved her lashes. But I think just given the history with this client and, you know, the esthetician saying like it's a difficult client, she's always late. Like, I just think she needed to do this in order to prevent it from continuing to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I get it. I mean, it's, like you said, this comes up all the time. People have mentioned this to me. How do you deal with this? And I think you nailed it saying, is she really going to be happy with a light fill? And probably not, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think too, you have to honor yourself, which is most important, because she's probably was thrown off rest of her night, upset about it. What about she books? I'm going to have to see her again. Like this whole almost anxiety comes up inside you having to deal with it. And it's just, yeah, got to set the boundaries. And you know, I applaud her for sticking to her guns and saying no. And you know what? If you do this, if I can give any advice to people out there, your first-time client should know those boundaries. I'm not saying you have to be rude about this. I'm not saying you have to be, you know, that unfriendly professional. Just letting them know to communicate, start, welcome, I'm so glad you came. Did you have a chance to read my policies? Just say it again so they, because they don't read. You can try. People don't read in general. It doesn't matter if it's the doctor's office telling you they're going to give you a fee if you don't cancel, right? And then people are shocked. What do you mean? It's written everywhere.
I think before that, you need to have a policy. Like, you need to have a policy and you need to have it in writing. And I know that not every esthetician has a website where they can have like this policy. But I think even if you are communicating with your client and booking your appointments in text message, I would have a little blurb saved to my notes app. And then at the end of every message, you know, I'd say, okay, you're confirmed. Your appointment is this day at 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. And then right behind, just say, please note my cancellation policy, da, 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 da.
Well, she had an online booking, so it gave her confirmation. Yeah. So in the confirmation, you can change those notes and put that right in there.
Yeah, she did. But I'm saying for our listeners or viewers who don't, like if you don't have a place where you can officially put a policy, you need to include it with every booking. It's part of like, thanks for booking, note my cancellation policy. If you have a system where you're sending reminders and you have the online booking, perfect. It should be included in every time you communicate with your client, which sounds like overkill, but I would do it.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. And then once it's been communicated and consistently done, you know, if you make an exception for someone else, and I get things happen and I know it's really hard, you know, like she had a terrible day at work all week. I get that. And we're in this industry because we're empathetic to people. We service them. That's what this is. But at the same time, you know, it's not professional and not fair to you either. And I think if we just stick to that, our policies, make them clear and do it and stick with it. And it's hard because the other end of that is I get to hear the professionals say to me, but I need the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, I guarantee you, you will attract the clients that respect you if you demand the respect.
Yeah.
Take
I
time.
Agree.
It takes time, but you will have it because then they just, I don't know, they just don't respect. And it's kind of a behind the screen thing that people do, whether it's, you know, a text, an email, a social media comment, like people just say things, right? And yeah, it's, you know, you deserve to work in your environment where people respect you for you as a professional. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important.
You can also offer a first time grace, for example, like the first time their appointment, you say, you know what, this time, if you're late, I'm going to make an exception, but please note, I do have a cancellation policy. I know this doesn't happen often, or this is a first time for you, whatever. Maybe they have a sick kid or they had a flat tire, whatever. Yeah. You can make that first exception. If that is like, I mean, I know some professionals are like, nope, I'm firm and they're comfortable in that. But if you're not comfortable in setting those boundaries, I would do a first time exception, but a reminder that this is the first and only time. And then that way you feel like you've done your part and you haven't been unkind or disagreeable. And it's now it's on them. Second time, it's on them. They need to cancel or pay a fee.
But even if you don't have anyone after and you're managing it, you know, you can squeeze them in. I don't tell them, oh, that's no problem because I have no one after you today. I don't tell them that.
Yeah.
You need to still say, okay, I can do it this time, but I can't do it next time. That's it. That's my policy. If you want to be that strict. For those that are, you know, have a really hard time with this and then, you know, you're feeling flustered and all that, upset, then maybe you say to them, well, I can do it this time, but next time I don't know if I could. And it's not that I want to say no to you, but I have someone after and I want to run on time. That's why I have appointments.
You say, I can't keep my next client waiting. And I think what you're doing is really important, which is using I language, which is like, I need to be ready for my next client. I don't have time. So instead of being like, no, you were late, say, no, I don't have time given, you know. So, and then this esthetician also did this, which is offered solution. You know, she offered an alternate date. You can offer, I think lash fills are tricky because there's so much like gray area where it's like, well, how much of a fill am I doing? But let's say somebody came in for a full leg wax and a bikini wax. But maybe you can only do the bikini wax. So you can, maybe you make that exception. So you can say, listen, I get things come up. I have a client right after you. I can still do your bikini wax.
I can do one leg. I can do one leg and one bikini.
Yeah, I can do your bikini wax only, or you can book, you know, next week for everything and be on time.
The other thing I want to make a note on this, which I've noticed happens a lot in our industry today, is that the professional, the service provider, is running late, always runs late, shows up late. So if you don't want your clients doing it, you can't be doing it too. Because it's a reflection on you. And this is something, it's a hard, honest conversation that I have to have with professionals sometimes. They, well, you're not setting the bar either.
Yeah.
You're not respecting them and their time. They're definitely not going to respect yours. Not saying that this person did that. Like, I'm not saying that. It's just, on another side of that, look in the mirror, what's going on? How do you run your business, right?
Exactly. The last suggestion I would make is just to make sure that you document everything, make notes so that, you know, if somebody is being like, well, I haven't done this before, I'm like, you can pull it up and be like, yeah, actually you have. And this is, or whatever. If you do have a system where you can document it within a booking system or put it in your notes app. And that way you have something to refer to.
Yeah. That's cool. Your boundaries.
Yeah.
Policies in place will be your lifesaver.
Let us know in the comments if this has happened to you, how you've handled it, maybe sharing some of your policies. It's always interesting to see what others are doing so we can learn from each other. Awesome. I think that's it for this episode. But if you enjoyed listening, subscribe and we'll be back with another one soon. Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.